Peuple bien-aimé, je vous embrasse.
Spend an evening at the presidency with a satirical piece mixing drama and music called Une nuit à la présidence. It's written and directed by the former director of the Théâtre des Amandiers in Nanterre, Jean-Louis Martinelli.
Moi, je voudrais rencontrer toutes les femmes.
Ah, non, c'est mon projet.
C'est pour valider ta réunion que je viens. Beaucoup de gens voudraient que le président vienne à leur réunion.
It starts off as it means to go on and conclude, drawing on topical issues like excision and the abuse of women to abuse of power and privilege to what independence really means today in those former colonies of whichever former empires which have since disintegrated. It could be in Burkina Faso, it could be in any other country actually. Martinelli's play has the half-sister of former Burkina Bay president Thomas Sankara on stage as the right-on feisty culture minister, based on the character of Mali's Aminata Traoré.
Nous sommes étrangers à la dette, nous ne pouvons donc pas la payer. Nous sommes étrangers à la dette.
Late President Sankara's historic anti-debt burden speech of July 1987, 3 months before he died in a coup d'etat, is sung by the young performers who've come to the presidency for the evening to entertain a French investor, played by Belgian Nicolas Pearson. Congolese Ray Lema composed the music for Une nuit à la présidence, and composer, guitarist and singer from Burkina Faso with 5 albums to his credit, Bill Akakora, leads the performers performing in the performance. In the play, we see the former colonies still preying on natural resources and that Africa has developed a new kind of dependence on China and Chinese imports. The play plays on Chinese cultural influence. A Chinese lady on film suddenly appears to give a phonetic lesson in her language. Bill Lakakora told me he'd learnt a bit of Mandarin himself through karaoke.
I don't speak Chinese, but we had training with some Chinese teacher. In Burkina Faso, we have some karaoke Chinois, Chinese karaoke, for those who are learning Chinese in Burkina. And then I used to coach them for the karaoke. So it was good to sing in Chinese in Une nuit à la présidence.
Une nuit à la présidence, full of witty dialogue between two accomplished actors, Moussa Sanou as the president and Blondine Yamiogo as an influential first lady, focuses on how young people see their future and where they see it. How to convince young people they have a future at home rather than taking the often perilous path of migration, partir, to leave. Akakora has set up a school for artists, performers. He says artists have a responsibility to make the young people proud of their culture.
People used to look at an artist like one who have no job, who have nothing to do, that's why he's performing. And what we have to do is to show to the people that being an artist is work, it's a job too. And then it's not because you living in Africa that you cannot play well the music. You can be serious. So we have to help the young people. We have to give them the material to improve our culture. We have to develop our instrument, to modernize our instrument, our music. That's our job now in Africa.
Malu Christian Bambara, belting it out, makes it all sound possible. To this end, encouraging young people to make the most of their talent at home, before the play came to Europe, Germany and France, Une nuit à la présidence turned into 12 nights at the presidency. And for Bill, it showed that times really are changing.
What is coming from outside, from Europe, from China, from the United States, we don't fight, but we have to include this to have our own originality, to give to our children, to those who come after us, to make them be proud of our culture.
In a nutshell, Bill says, young people could do worse than spend a night with them at the presidency. My thanks to Bill Akakora and to you for listening. From me, Roslyn Hyams, until next time, farewell.